你们好吗？啊，你好，你好。
订过了。
所以你一直都是那个拿到免费的哈？
免费的。
对，那你是从哪里？是用哪一个？
我有一个电话，他给我啊，林医师的太太嘛，他给我电话，我就自己打去。
啊。
打去以后，我就跟他讲，讲了以后不到两天，我就拿到我的药。
哦，那。
开始了吧？我们看弟兄姐妹很少啊。伟东，伟东，我们开始吧，因为不等其他人了。弟兄姐妹平安。我们现在开始我们今天的2021年的年度的财政报告和。2022年预算方案报告的大会。Before we start, we ask Pastor Shen give an opening prayer. Thank you.
We 们低头祷告，天父上帝，我们感谢你，你差遣主耶稣基督设立教会。而且今天教会的头就是耶稣基督，感谢你，自从你设立教会直到如今，你是这样的恩待眷顾你的教会，感谢你。在这个时候，我们特别要为我们的教会继续的祷告，仰望你，你过去恩待了我们，感动许多有意向的人设立教会，今天我们也继续承接教会的使命。主，我们需要很多的工程，主，愿主耶稣基督亲自来引导带领，供应我们所有的一些需要，也求你感动众弟兄姐妹一起来参与。虽然疫情限制我们，但是我们爱教会的心不受限制。我们现在要一起来谈有关明年的预算。主啊，你是丰丰富富的神，帮助我们把焦点把它放在供应我们一切的神。感谢主带领下的时间，祷告奉耶稣的名，阿们。
好，谢谢神牧师带给我巴斯神。我开始想简单的给介绍一下今年总的情况。我们今年2021年，我们总现在目前为止，我们银行的。总存款是73万。我们今年前10个月，我们的一般基金的收入是24万7000美金。我们这上半年的，我们到10月份为止，我们的一般资金的支出是27万， 1000美金。总的来说，我们还有24,600美金的短缺。我们前十个月的学教基金的总收入是57,000美金。我们学教基金的目前来说已发出的基金呢是24,600美金。我们还有3万多美金呢，在今后的发出，我们这几个月会发出去。然后我们今年呢有一批的特殊的贷款，是联邦政府的这个工资保护项目的贷款，我们申请到第二轮，现在有32,000美金。这个贷款呢需要我们来申请这个豁免，才能够真正变成我们的收入。So this year generally our the bank cash balance about up to October 13th, totally cash balance about $730,000. So our general fund income is about $247,000. For general fund expenditure is about $271,000. We still have $24,000 shortage. For mission fund, we income is about $57,000. We spend distribute some money onto October is about $24,000. We still have more money set out these two months. So we also got a federal paycheck protection program loan. This totally about the second round. We got $32,000. This loan need to apply forgiveness. After that, that become our income. So we still wait for the approval for the forgiveness. 下面我是把那个各个部门的具体的支出给大家做个介绍。So next we are introduce some department budget and expense. 第一项我们是我们的工资和福利。工资福利在我们教会的花费里面是占最大一部分。我们今年1到10月份总支出的工资是18万1000美金。我们今年的预算是24万5000美金。明年的预算呢，我们会降到23万美金。然后呢，我在这里把几年前的数据列出来给大家做一个参考。此外呢，今年除了我们这个23万美金的预算以外呢，我们另外加一条呢，为了明年的新的主任牧师的工资做了一个特别的预算，是4万美金。因为明年神牧师退休，我们现在开始寻找新的主任牧师。在这之前呢，我们不知道这个新牧师什么时候来，但是我们以防新牧师来以后呢，我们需要支付一部分工资，我们把这个预算打出来是4万美金，是半六个月的这个工资。So this slide shows salary benefit. Salary benefit is the largest expense for our church. In first 10 months, we spend totally $181,000 for salary. This whole year is supposed to be $218,000. This year's budget is about $245,000.For next year's budget, the 2022's budget is about $230,000. I also list the previous year's data for your reference. So sometimes we have a special fund for a new senior pastor for $40,000 budget. Because this for new senior pastor, Pastor Shen will return next year. We just start senior pastor search right now. We really don't know when the senior pastor come, but we put some money in case the senior pastor come in next year sometimes. Put $40,000 for budget. 下面我介绍一下我们教会目前的受刑的职位。我们教会今年呢有五个受刑的工作人员，包括主任牧师、营文牧师，还有教会秘书，这三位呢是缺职的。我们还有青少年传道和设施维护技术员，这是半职兼职的。我们今年这个青少年传道原来的计划，我们的预算呢是一个全职的，但是今年九月份我们长执会经过讨论，根据我们教会目前的财务的情况啊，还有我们教会的这个需要，我们就把所有的职位呢，除了牧师以外所有的职位就变成兼职职位。所以呢我们今年呢会把这个两个本来是全职的职位呢改成半职，一个是教会秘书，我们明年会变成一个兼职职位。我们的青少年传道原来计划是一个全职的，我们改成了兼职的，所以呢明年我们这两个职位都是兼职职位。在上个月我们长执会呢同意重新设立儿童事务部主任这样的职位，这个职位过去是有的，但是这几年停了，长执会呢同意重新把这个职位设回来。所以呢明年我们会有六个复兴的工作人员，包括两个牧师，我们包括四个兼职的职工。今年的我们的预算是$245,000，但是到明年我们的预算会降低到$230,000，这是因为我们把所有的全职的职位改成除了牧师以外全职职位都改成兼职的，这样的我们降低$14,000左右。当然我们刚才讲到我们会加一点的特殊预算，是为了明年的新的主任牧师的特别预算，是半年的工资是$40,000。So this slide shows the salary position of our church. So this year we have 5 salaried positions. Three positions full time, the senior pastor, English pastor, and the secretary. We have 2 part-time positions, youth minister and the facility maintenance technician. In September, our EDB make decision based on our church's financial situation and our church need. EDB make decision to cut all full-time position, not including pastor, to the part-time. So our original budget for youth ministry is full-time, but right now change to the part-time. So next year, our secretary should become part-time position. So in October EDB meeting, EDB make decision to restore the children ministry director position. That's a part-time position. So next year we will have 6 pay position, 2 full-time, 4 part-time position. For next year the budget will be $230,000. This year our budget is $245,000. The decrease about $14,000. We also add a special fund for new senior pastor, just as I said before. So we put $40,000 there. This slide, 这张图片呢写的是的关怀和探访和校园的施工。总的来说，我们今年的花费比较少，我们也保持原来的这个预算的计划。So this slide shows the carry and visitation and the campus ministry. We keep the same amount for last year for the budget. But because of the pandemic, we don't have many activity, so spend a little bit less. 下一个是儿童事工。我们儿童事工呢，今年一到十月份花费呢是4,419。我们今年的预算是6,400，明年预算略有增加，我们增加几百块钱，主要是增加的方面呢是在这个 儿童的老师的一个培训啊，增加一点，然后还有这个儿童老师的培训增加了400块钱，然后 VBS 增加一点钱，所以呢，总共呢，明年的预算会比今年呢会增加几百块钱左右。基督教教育，我们还跟去年是一样，保持500块钱，因为疫情呢，我们没有太多的活动，所以我们花费也比较少，我们预算也比较少。So Christian education, we keep the same amount, about $500 for next year's budget. Because of the pandemic, we don't have money cost for the Christian education. 下个是团契。团契呢，我们今年会增加很多的比较大的一个支出，明年的预算。主要是在这个我们明年呢，把那个退休会的增加2000块钱。然后还有一个特别的活动，是明年50周年的教会50周年的活动，我们想放一点钱进去。今年呢预算是3000，但是明年呢会变成10000，主要是两个方面。退休会呢，在疫情之前我们教会呢，每年都有大笔钱花在退休会上的，但是因为疫情呢，我们就没有退休会。但是我们明年我们不知道教会的情况怎么样，这样的话我们会放一点钱进去。以防特别需要时候如果有临时的小的退休会呢，我们可以支付这样的支出。然后呢，就是5000块钱是刚才讲到是为50周年的年庆，我们有很多的活动需要一些经济上的支持，所以我们放了5000块钱。For fellowship, we increase some money for next year budget. The major is on retreat.And a special event retreat. Before pandemic, we have a lot of money cost for the retreat. But because of the pandemic, we don't have any activity right now. But we hope next year the church reopen and we put some money for in case the need the retreat cost $2,000. Special event just for a 15th anniversary of the church.下一个是总务，总务是我们除了工资以外是最大的一项支出。我们今年前10月份，我们总务的支出是近52,000美金。明年的我们现在这个10个月的花费已经超过了我们去年的预算，去年给今年的预算就是46,000美金，我们已经超过。明年呢，我们会增加。22,000美金的预算，这主要是在那个我们今年呢预算是就是去年做今年预算的时候呢，我没有把这个 office 的预算呢放进去。我们可以看到几年前的数据呢，每年平均是 office 的消耗呢基本上11,000到13,000之间。我们去年没有做，我们只用了这个备用金来支付这个办公的用费。这是我们今年呢会把这个 office 这10,000,000呢放回来。然后另外一个呢是固定的开支，固定开支呢主要是包括了我们教会的保险，我们还有一些设施的，我们房屋的检验，还有一个我们地税，这个支出呢是固定的，每年基本上差不多10,000,000-12,000。我们去年没有做预算，这也是我们的失误。今年再把这个预算放回来，放10,000。其他的费用呢？我们跟去年保持的是一样的，这个额度。在这里头，我要讲的一点是我们的维护的费用，就是因为维护呢是包括很大一笔钱是在我们教会的清洁上面。每年呢，在疫情之前，我们每年请那个人来清洁教会呢，花费是15,000到20,000块钱左右，所以那是很大一笔开支。因为疫情呢，我们教会只是部分开放，所以呢花费呢减少很多。但是明年呢，我们不知道教会是不是开放，所以我们想这个20,000呢可能明年可能不够。但是我们看情况来说，就是现在我们付的这个清洁费用会少很多，但是如果教会完全开放的话，我们清洁费用会增加所以呢你看前几年数据都是3,000到4,000块钱左右。So this slide shows general fund budget. General Firebird is the second largest expense of our church, beside our salary. So first 10 months, we spend almost $52,000 for the general fair totally. It's more than our this year's budget already. Next year budget, we will increase to $22,000 to $68,000. The major increase for all, one is for office. Office, we spend every year almost $11,000 to $12,000. But last year, we didn't list the budget for this year. So next year budget, we put back to $11,000 to the office. The second is a fixed expense. Fixed expense include the insurance and the building inspection and the property test. This our insurance very expensive. I told you the truth. About $9,000 every year. It's a lot of money. So last year we didn't put the budget there. We put the budget there. So next year we put back to $11,000 for the budget. So totally, next year's budget, the general fair is about $68,000. So one thing I want to remind everybody for the maintain. So before pandemic, every year we spend almost $30,000 to $40,000 for maintenance. One big part is for cleaning, house cleaning. This is a lot of money we need to pay. Because pandemic, we don't have the churches are partially open, so we pay less. That's why we put the budget last year only $21,000. I believe next year, if the church is open, maybe we cost more for the maintenance. This slide shows some small department category. 午餐我们保持跟去年是一样，尽管没有午餐，我们的一人发3万块钱。我们青少年施工，我们会增加1000块钱。我们现在有那个青少年的传道，我们会可能增加更多的活动，这样的话我们增加一点钱。这里看到青少年传道，青少年施工呢，我们今年报销的是96,600块钱。实际上我没有花那么多，因为 这里看到青少年传道，青少年施工呢，我们今年报销了是9万6千块钱。实际上我没有花那么多，因为这其中有很大一笔钱是一个青少年参加的MFU这个camp，这个退休会这个营会，这个营会呢很多家长呢把钱交给教会，教会的转交给这个MFU这个机构，这样的话其实我们出的钱是没有那么多的，有部分钱是家长把钱转让我们转交的，所以呢要给大家说明白，这是九千七并不是九千六并不是由我们教会全部的我们教会出的，有部分是那个家长的自己让我们代交的。生命之光教会我们要特别讲一下，生命之光教会呢，我们今年呢已经变成独立的教会，但是我们根据去年长执会的决定呢，我们依然保持支持他们。 一年半左右的时间，所以呢，今年能我支出了9750块钱给生命之光教会，给他们的支票。在过去的这几年呢，我们基本上都是每年都有支持，但是明年呢，根据我们的协议呢，我们明年呢只是部分的支持，所以呢，做预算呢，降到1600块钱，因为这是递减的一个数目，就是一年六个月递减。 到明年呢，上半年我们递减到1600块钱，这是我们要给大家说明白。还有生基金，生基金去年没有做，去年没有做今年的预算，但是我们依然支付了6000多块钱给生基金，因为他们很多好几个学生呢是最后一学期，我们把这个钱给他们补上，包括生活费补助，放了6000多块钱。 过去的感谢主呢，过去的这些年呢，我们实习生基金上支持了很多的费用。你看前几年呢，都是6-7万，4-5万，加起来可能15万到20万之间。感谢主呢，这几个实习生都已经基本上都毕业，他们开始服侍，求神来使用他们。我们的杂项，杂项主要是一些简单的小的费用，包括呢我们。 使用的软件的费用，还有我们使用发工资那个软件的它的费用。我们今年呢略有增加，一个是财务方面的略有增加因为它那个软件呢它的费用增高，然后我们就多一丁点。然后特别的放了一个就教会的备用金，因为我们教会呢预算呢是根据今年的教会的运行情况做的，很多部门呢其实是没有开展工作。如果明年教会呢恢复正常的话，我们很多的部门如果很多活动开始的话，我们可能有些钱就没有，但这样留2000块钱作为机动的费用，能够来弥补一下这个欠缺。这是 So this slide show different department the budget. We keep the same amount for large ministry. For youth ministry, we increase a little bit, about $1,000, because we have a youth minister and educator, John Ice, maybe they have more activity. So here, I want to remind everybody, from January to October,This expense about $9,000, this is not really money from our church, because the youth went to MCAP. Some parents put money, give money to our church. Our church transfer money to MField. So that's actually is not real, this money from our church. So actually number should be lower than $9,000.Next category shows seminary students fund. We don't have a budget this year, but we still pay some tuition and leave assistance for the seminary students for last semester. So totally pay $64,500. So the past couple of years, we spent a lot of money for seminary students, thanks a lot.All students, most of the students are graduate and start service. Thanks a lot, may God use them. 生命之光教会, Light of Love Church, Light of Church already become an independent church this year, but according to our EDB decision last year, we supported them, still supported them two years, but supported money decrease every year. So this year we supported them $9,000, $9,750. Next year we will decrease to $1,600, this budget for next year. For miscellaneous, the major for the fee, some back fee and some software fee,We, this year we increased a little bit for financial department in youth. We rent the software for payroll. They increase the fee, so we put a little bit more. This year's budget is $500, next year will be $800. Another thing, we put some church backup fund. This is for emergency youth, in case our church have some special need. This backup fee is only for church youth, not for department youth.Worship, 敬拜呢？我们今年呢，一到十月份花费的是5800块钱，今年的预算呢是9100，但明年呢会增加7000块钱，这增加的主要地方是在我们中牧讲员费，因为神牧师明年有半年时间，他休假不在我们中间，这时候我们会去请讲员有半年的时间，我们把这个讲员费呢。放在这里，就是说我们会增加7000块钱。我原来今年的预算是3000，明年呢我们会到10000块钱。这个主要是在这里，其他的费用呢，我们保持着跟今年是一样。So worship, this year we totally spend about $5,800. $2,021 budget is about $9,100, but next year we will increase.$7,000 for budget. The major increase on Chinese speaker fee. Pastor Shen will take a 6 months break next year, start from February to July. So we need to hire somebody, a speaker for Chinese worship. So we put $7,000 for the Chinese speaker fee. So totally, next year budget is supposed to be $16,000 for worship. 这个是前面上面讲的是学教基金，学教基金我们今年刚才讲到收到了奉献是五万七千美金，我们现在发出了24,000，我们还有3万多块钱正在发出，然后呢今年的预算是6万，明年预算也是保持6万。So the mission fund, mission fund, we collect the income this year.About $57,000. We already distributed the money, about $24,000. We still have more money set out this month. This year's budget for mission fund is $60,000. Next year, we'll keep the same number. 这里我要讲一下我们的 mission fund 呢。其实过去几年呢，我 mission fund 是没有缺乏的，但是个别年份呢，我们会有点短缺。我们看到。2008年的时候，我们支出的费用是近9万，但是我们收到的奉献只有5万多，所以其实我们教会是出了4万块钱额外的钱给 mission fund， 这是要跟大家说清楚。那后面几年呢，基本上 mission fund 呢，它足够他们的预算。I want to remind everybody, so mission fund generally is income is good for cover the budget, but only sometimes is not enough.For look at 2018, we spent totally almost $90,000, but we got the income only got $54,000. So church actually put money to the mission fund. It's not, so other years it's okay, you know, or most of the time the income is more than the budget. 最后我要讲一下这个工资保护项目的贷款。我们因为疫情呢，联邦政府呢，对一些企业呢，对一些那个机构呢，有一些补贴，就工资方面补贴，他有要求。我们申请过2次的这个工资保护项目，去年申请了一次，我们得到了24,000美金，这个呢，我刚才讲到，这个费用呢，需要申请豁免才能够真正变成的钱，因为它是贷款。我们今年4月份又申请了第二次我们得到了32,000块钱的这个贷款。第一批的贷款我们今年4月份申请豁免的话已经得到批准，就说这个钱也变成我们教会的真正的收入。然后第二批呢，我们正在申请豁免，如果得到豁免以后的话，我们相当于从联邦政府得到了56,000块钱的这个收入，这个钱就是白白的我们的钱。这是感谢主了，给我们这样的又从政府拿到一笔钱。Next, I talk about the Paycheck Protection Program loan. This is from the federal government because of pandemic. So we applied twice. The last year we applied PPP for first draw. We got the $24,000. But you know, this is a loan. It need ask need apply a forgiveness. That we can become the true money for us.So we already got approved this year for the first round, $24,000 loan. This we got approved for forgiveness. That means that this $24,000 is become our true income for our church. But we still wait for the forgiveness from the federal government for the second round. I hope that maybe come recently can approve. If it approve,That means we got totally from federal government $56,000 for the pure money for our church. That's good for us. 这一章呢，我是把总的一些基金的情况给大家做个介绍。我们目前来说呢，今年呢，我们的总共的前十年的一般基金总收入是24,700,000，我们支出的是27,100,000。我们有24,000块钱的缺口，这个我们今年的预算呢是36,900,000，我明年预算会增加到42,300,000，我也把几年前的数据给大家列出来，可以看到，其实这几年呢，我每年的我们一般预算都是在亏损，就是说我们的钱其实是每年都是不够的， 只有去年呢，我们因为疫情呢，很多活动没有开展，所以我们略有盈余。这是个这几年的情况。So this is summarized for the general fund. So first 10 months, we got to collect the offering totally about $247,000. We expect it's about $271,000. We still have $24,000 shortage. So this year's budget is $369,000. For next year, we increase to $423,000. So I want to show everybody for the recent years, generally, situation, look at the data. You know, most of the time we have a shortage for the general fund. Only except is about the last year, because of the pandemic, we don't have any activity for that. 我现在就把所有的我们的这个预算呢，给大家做一个简单的总结。This is summarized for the budget for next year. 我们在一般基金里面，我工资会比今年预算降低14,000，是233,000。我们的关怀呢，我们保持一样，我们校园呢保持是一样。So.Our general budget for salary decrease from this year's budget about $14,000. I'll keep the same for career visitation budget for next year. The campus ministry will keep the same. 我们的儿童事故呢略微增加呢一点点。我们基督教教育呢保持一样。我们 fellowship 增加呢7,000块钱。So our children ministry increased a little bit for special for VBS and for children teacher training. We keep the same for Christian education, the $500. We fellowship increase some. 团契主要是增加在这个教会的退休会还有这个50周年年庆。The fellowship increased $7,000 the month for the retreat and the special event, 50th anniversary. 这一张是总务，我们总务今年会增加22,000，主要是在刚才讲到我们的办公的费用，我们会放上去，然后呢固定的支出我们放上去，然后总共呢我们比去年比今年的预算会增加22,000。So general fair, we add more $22,000 for next year's budget. The major for office, I just talked the early. So $11,000, and the fixed expense of $11,000. 这个是我们的其他的午餐，我们保持原来一样的。然后敬拜呢，我们会增加$7,000，主要是在那个。中堂的讲员费我们增加$7,000，然后青少年我们会增加这个$1,000一点，生命之光我们会减少到1,600块钱。This one shows the large ministry we keep the same, and worship we increase $7,000. The major on Chinese speaker fee, we increase a little bit for youth ministry.And the lot of our church, we decrease to $1,600. 这倒是杂项啊，我增加一点预约，主要是增加了我们备用金2,000块钱，还有一点点这个财务方面的一些费用增加。然后呢，我们增加那个特别的预算是新主任牧师的这个工资几个月的工资是40,000块钱。我们总共今年的预算是42,333,000美金，我们学校基金呢保持原来的一样，也是$60,000。总的我们整个教会整个的预算呢是48,333,000美金。This one show miscellaneous we increase a little bit especially for the church backup fund, the $2,000.We have a special fund for new senior pastor for a couple months salary, $40,000. The general fund budget totally is about $423,000. So we will keep the same amount for the mission fund. The grant budget totally is our church is next year is $483,000. 现在有没有什么问题？简单回答一下。Any question?Yeah. If you have a question for the, from Zoom, just chat, then our coworker, let me know and answer the question. 就如果你有什么问题的话，你在 Zoom 上也可以答一些问题，然后我们来回答。因为时间的关系，我们不会用很长时间来回答问题。但是如果有问题的话，尽快来回答，尽快来问出来提问。
How is the fellowship spent this year? I have no idea.
问题是什么？说这今年的
This year, how is the fellowship spent this year?
我们今年的fellowship 其实花费很少，我们因为活动呢比较少，所以只花费了$400。那个。很多的活动没有开始，是因为疫情的缘故呢。还有很多呢 ，fellowship 自己呢，他们支付自己的费用，这个比如说很多小的活动，他们 fellowship 自己来付费，所以呢，我们花销很少。说明年呢，主要是今年的预算呢，增加在这个明年的这个退休会，还有这个特别活动啊，我们现在都没有。So this is for Chinese and English. This is Chinese. And do I need to? So fellowship, we don't have many activities this year. Some fellowship, they pay the fee by themselves, but we don't have a church-wide activity this year. Next budget, we put more money. That's for special events. One for retreat. One for our church.50th anniversary, that's it.
Yes. See, he said we don't have a retreat this year.
Yeah, we don't have a retreat, but next year we prepare in case the church is open. We don't know that. So we put $2,000 is small money. Our retreat usually costs a lot, you know, sometimes more than $10,000, but we just only very few money for $2,000 from there.
No more. Any other
questions?
You can ask any more questions in chat.
如果你有问题，请打那个 Zoom 里的 WeChat。So if you have any question, please type your question on the WeChat, on the Zoom chat. That has a new question. I don't think we have a deficit this year.
Please govern
loan, likely no need to repay.
To repay.
So what's the question?
That's what deficit.
Deficit this year. So we won't have a deficit this year. We won't have minus this year. We probably won't have it. So we don't need a loan and we don't need to repay. Is that right?
But loan is free money. If you got forgiveness, that's free money from government. That's good for us. You know, we got the loan, but keep the money here, we need to apply forgiveness.The first draw for game is out approved, so that means the money become income. But the second round, we just right now is applied right now. But I hope they approve soon. They have a requirement for below. They ask last year the decrease income 25%. This you qualify for the loan. For our church, actually, last year decreased almost 23%. That's qualified. But I believe we can get approved for this year. But first law is we got money. That's no question. Second law, I hope we got approved recently. I already contact with the bank, you know, First National Bank. They process that right now.
Okay, another question. Do we have a surplus this year?
No. Last year we have some money, you know. So because we cost less last year. Actually, last year we have some. First of all, I need to mention everybody. So our bank balance is combine all money together, you know, including mission fund, including PPP loan. All together. That's why I look at the bank balance is a little bit high than last year. So we have, think about it, we have almost $60,000 for PPP loan. That's big money after to our bank balance. But also, last year we have almost $30,000 for mission fund. Mission fund last year we got totally $70,000 something. We pay only $40,000. This is less than. So we still have some mission for our bank balance. So that's why look at the bank number, it looks better than last year. I do explanation for you.
这个不是 question. He said, based on my calculation, this year no deficit.
No deficit. We are not in the hole. We're not minus. We are just.
Currently, we have still. Yeah. If the PPP loan is covered, as we don't know. PPP is $32,000. If that's true, at least the first 10 months is okay. You know, we right now we're shorted about $24,000. But if PPP loan is approved, then $32,000, then the coverage is shorted. But I think the last 2 months, November, December, is supposed to be income more than usually, more than regular months. So space okay. But our church budget this year is very low compared to 2 years, 3 years ago. 3 years ago, budget almost $600,000 for the budget. This year, we only $370,000. Budget decreased a lot. So 2018, this year, we budget almost $700,000. That's a lot. So there's a difference. Well, our income decreased, but our budget decreased.
The next sentence is not a question. PPP loan should be forgiven for our church.
Forgiven. PPP loan should be forgiven, right?
Yeah. So first row already approved, but the second row we still wait for the approval.
Okay.
So because time is a limited, we have meeting just 2 o'clock. So I want to share with one.
I have another question.
One last question.
Pastor Shen will retire next year, right? Who is the new pastor? 40,000 for half a year.
Yeah.
是这样，就是我现在是中文，然后英文。我们神牧师明年退休，但是我们现在正在聘牧。新的牧师来之前呢，我们可能有一段时间来交接。交接呢，新牧师呢可能会，比如说明年年初来，神牧师明年年底退休。中间如果新牧师来的话，我们去预备一些；如果新牧师来的话，我们就付工资。这样的话，付两个牧师工资。这是我们为什么把$40,000放在我们相信的明年下半年可能，如果神开路的话，能聘到新的牧师。
English.
So Pastor Shen will return this year, but we started look for the new senior pastor right now. We really don't know when the new pastor come. If the new pastor come next year sometime, we should pay the extra salary for that's a new senior pastor. So that's why we put some $40,000 budget there in case the new pastor come. Actually, we praise God. If God opens the door, this is better. It's good for us to new pastor come next year, before the end of next year. The pastor will return next Edward next year.
Okay, the brother say thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a question. Why do we have a budget for the new pastor? Is it $80,000 like the senior pastor?
No. We put extra only $40,000 half a year.
I know, but it's like, do we have an intention to give a new pastor? Is $80,000?
No.
In the future?
We didn't make a decision yet. We didn't make the new pastor salary. We don't make any decision yet. Oh. Just within case, you know. Just
but I think we should
number.
Lower because our people is a member is decreased, and then we should not give the.
So how much to pay the new senior pastor? We didn't make a decision yet. We just not discussed yet. But we put some money there. So the best. Better than next year, we find the new pastor. Uh-huh. Some problem we don't. If no pastor, this is, we have a lot of struggle. This still have some trouble for that.
Okay.
Thank you. So the last I want to share with scripture with you encourage each other. This is for Malachi 书三章十节，他这样讲：外就是耶和华说。你们要将当纳的师父子以缺人送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，请赋予你们甚至无处可藏可容。是 Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 they said breathe wholeheartedly into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me this, said the Lord Almighty.And see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. 我们十一奉献是我们神对我们的命令，也是基督徒的责任和义务。十一奉献也是我们基督徒生命成长过程学习顺服操练的一个机会。So, tithe offering is God's command.And it is also responsibility and obligation for the Christian. Tithing offering is also opportunity to practice our obedience and do our spiritual growth. So, 如果你是一个刚刚信主的弟兄姐妹，或者信主一段时间，你在十一奉献上一直有挑战，有小幸，但是我今天挑战你呢，在神面前做个祷告。让神呢赐信心，从现在开始学习操练这个奉献。So maybe you are a new Christian, you believer, and you have been a Christian for some times, but you have little faith on the offering. So I challenge you today, and please pray before God, and let God give you faith to learn to how to do offering. Start now. 你可能一下很难做到十一奉献。但是你祷告神呢，让神开路，让你从1%开始，2%开始，5%开始。So maybe it's difficult for you to start a tithe offering immediately, but you may ask God to lead you to start 1%, 2%, or 5%. 到明年这个时候，感恩节之前呢，你再回头看一看神。他是不是照他的应许敞开天上的窗户以倾覆于你们甚至无处可容。 So next year before Thanksgiving you look back the whole years and see if the God has kept his promise to open the window of floodgates of the heaven and pour out so much blessing thatThere will not be room enough to store it. 这里头讲到这个祝福呢，可能不是单单的这个不是一个金钱上的祝福，也可能有很多的含义。我想呢，每一个信主的弟兄姐妹，每一个经历过上帝恩典的弟兄姐妹，都会明白他的意思。So this blessing may be not only for financial blessing, maybe they have many, many things, means. I think every brother system has experienced the God's blessing, God's mercy, should know what it means. 今天就借着这段经文来挑战弟兄姐妹。Today I will challenge everybody, challenge brother system, use this word to encourage you to do offering.今天的会议呢，啊，就到这里结束。OK， so， 如果你对教会的财政啊有什么样的建议，你请你直接与我来联系，啊，然后呢，下个周日呢，我们会啊投票决定明年的2022年的预算。It's time to end the meeting today, right now. So if you have any suggestion.On the comments on our church finance, please contact me directly. And next Sunday, we will have a congressional meeting to vote the 2024 budget. 我们现在呢，我们请汤姆牧师给我们做个结束祷告，就结束今天的聚会。来 ，please.
Yes, let's pray.Father in heaven, we thank you for today. We thank you that we can gather together to talk about your church. This is your church. You are the leader. And we love you with all our heart. We love you with all our soul. We love you with all our mind. And we love you with all our strength. And we love you with all our work. We love you with all our resources.We love you with all our time. And we thank you for the many resources, the talents, and the time, and the treasures that you give to us so that we can give to you, so that you can build your church, not our church. You can build your kingdom, not our kingdom. That you can build your heaven with people forever, that they might live to love you forever and ever. Every man, every woman,Every student, every child will come into your presence someday. And we pray not only for ourselves, but for our family and our friends, our community, our state, our nation, and the world. So, Lord, please use all of these resources, all of this budget for next year, that we might be able to feed not only the stomachs and the bodies of people, but feed the souls.With the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And if that is where our resources go, we know that you will be glorified. So, Father, please help us to give where we can. Help us to put you first in our lives. Our first of our resources will go to you. And we'll praise you and thank you for all that you do. And so help us as we pray about the budget, as we look at the budget, and whether or not we want to approve the budget,Lord, is this something that you want? Are these programs something you desire? Is each line item in the budget something that you agree with? What do you think about this budget? Is it good or is it not good? Is it accurate? Is it not accurate? Is it enough? Is it too much? What do you think about it? Lord, speak to us, speak to our minds, so that we might have the budget that you want because this is your church. We thank you for our chairman,We thank you for his presentation. We give you glory and honor for him and for all of the deacons and the services of everybody in the church. And we ask God that you will strengthen us, sustain us, and continue to protect, provide, and guide us this day. We ask all of this, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.好、哦、接下来的聚会就到这里谢谢大家愿神祝福大家。